Good morning. It's time for us to begin. It's good to have this number out with us. We have just a few announcements to go over before we begin this morning. I'm not aware of anyone out of town, but it's good to have Elijah back from his guard duty, so we're thankful for his safe return. Those we want to mention on our sick list, Sam Friesen is home with what Steve and Starla had last week. So let's remember him as well as let's remember Steve's mom. She's doing better from her back surgery, which was a success. So please continue to remember her in your prayers. Darrell's mother is up at the emergency room. They think she has shingles, and she says it's going up her arm towards her eye. So let's remember her in our prayers. Beth is homesick this morning. And my mom had her procedure on Friday, but she's still in AFib. But the doctor said there's no clots, there's nothing. So he told her, go live your life, and she'll go back in 6 months and unless there's something that comes up between then. So so if you would please remember her in your prayers. Let's as well continue to remember Karen Yates as well. Jody has her camera, and she'll be taking pictures for the bulletin board, so if you'd like to have your picture remade or put up or done, please get with her on that. And then small copies of the duty list are on the table in the back of the auditorium here. Meetings in the area. Gardendale has a meeting with Greg Klein that begins this week. Begins today through the 16th. So if you would like to get more information, I believe it's on our website, but you can get with Randy and he can show you the announcement for it as well. That's all that I have in the way of announcements. Is there anything else I need to mention this morning before we begin? Not those that will take part in our worship. After we have a moment of silence, Brendan Jamerson will have our scripture reading. It'll be from Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Noah Biddle will word our opening prayer. I'll be the song leader this morning. My numbers are posted on the board to my right. Steve Friesen will be waiting on the Lord's table. Randy Jamerson will bring us the message of the hour, and then Rex Biddle will close our worship with prayer. If there's nothing else, we'll pause for a moment of silence, and then we'll have our scripture reading.
Announce the reading from Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for the evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. For the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid and cried out to his God. And each cried out to his God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now, very thankful for allowing us this time that we can be together to come together to worship you. We thank you for the time that you blessed us with this morning to study another chapter out of Romans, and we thank you for your clear instruction for us on the path to salvation and the steps we need to take while we're here. We thank you so much for Christ and his sacrifice, and we thank you for his perfect blood that covers our sins. And we pray that as we remember that today through the Lord's Supper, and that we have humble hearts and that we have in the forefront of our minds the willful sacrifice that he made. Please help us to recognize how lost we'd be without him. We pray that as we sing songs to you this morning, that we do so with understanding, and that it's a sweet sound of praise to you. We pray for those specifically in Kenya that we know of, brothers and sisters over there, that you have your watchful hand over them. We thank you for allowing Brother Christie to be with us and his continued health, and we pray that continues, and we thank you for allowing Elijah to return to us safely. And we pray for we thank you for healing Steve and Starla, and we pray for Sam at this time that he could recover as well and be back with us. And also we thank you for Steve's mother's surgery success. We pray that the recovery goes well and that continues. And also for we pray for Jarrell's mother and the doctors helping her, that they might know what they can do and be able to give her some relief. We pray for Sister Beth and her not feeling well this morning. And also we pray for Miss Karen Yates, and that you can continue to keep your watchful hand over her. And we thank you for Michael's mom's progress, and we pray for her recovery, that all goes smoothly, and she's able to continue her life normally. We thank you very specifically for this avenue of prayer and a way to lay everything before you. Our one and only true God, the creator of all the earth and all of us and all that there ever will be. I pray that you please keep your guiding hand over us always and help us to recognize that it's there and to take comfort in that, and that you're here and active in our lives today. We pray that that everything that we do this morning is pleasing in your sight. And we pray all this through your Son, Jesus, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
songs we prepare on to take the Lord's Supper. But you see, the first four verses will softer and slow. And then as we get into the second stanza of that fourth verse, it gets a little bit louder and a little bit faster. And we'll sing the fifth verse a louder and faster.
Turn, if you would, to Hebrews 10. I heard a story a long time ago that may be familiar to some of you, but it really explains Hebrews 10, so I thought I'd share it. There was a father trying to explain to his young son about sin and its nature. And the son just really couldn't grasp the concept because he didn't really know what it was. So the father took a very fine piece of wood and gave him a hammer and a nail and said, every time you do something wrong, you have to drive a nail in that wood. And every time you do something good, you can take the nail out. Well, as you can imagine, being a bit of a wayward son, in the beginning his board was very full of nails. And occasionally, he'd get to pull a nail out. And as he matured, he learned that he didn't like driving nails in that board. So he was taking more out now than he was putting in by doing good deeds and repenting of what he had done. But the thing is as he was taking those nails out, The son noticed that the scars in the wood were always there. No matter how many good deeds he did, the marks in the wood never disappeared. So we'll look at Hebrews 10 and see how that really compares. We'll start in verse 5. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have had no pleasure. Then I said, 'See, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the volume of the book.'" Previously, when he said, "You did not desire sacrifices and offerings, you have had no pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, which are offered in accordance with the law." Then he said, "See, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first that he may establish the second. By this will we have seen sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So because Jesus came into the world, just like the Son, our souls are scarred by the sin. But because of Jesus' sacrifice, we don't have any offering to make, and our sins are erased. It is truly a wonderful blessing that Jesus gave to us, that we don't have to look at our marred soul anymore. Truly a blessing. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this bread that represents the body of your Son, so cruelly mistreated by men. But yet it was because of our sin that he had to do this. He chose to do this, to offer himself up, to be beaten, reviled, whipped with a cruel whip, pierced and sacrificed for us. He was lifted up, and yet he never asked for mercy for what was going through him. He did so because he loved us so. And because he loved us so, we know that our sins can be completely erased through repentance and through the love of your Son. Father, we're so thankful that he was willing to go to the cross, to suffer in such a cruel and terrible way, and then to die and give up his soul. Please be with us as we take this bread and help it to always remind us of the body that was freely given for us. We ask this prayer in Christ's name. Amen. Let's continue our prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're also so thankful for the cup that reminds us of the blood of your Son, so carelessly spilled upon the ground of the hill called Calvary. Father, as we take of this cup, help us to do so in a manner that is reverent and pleasing in your sight, never forgetting the price that was paid as your Son suffered and died, losing his life's blood for us. Please forgive us of the times that we fall short. Help us to always recognize that we need this to cleanse us and make us whole. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Did I overlook anyone in the passing of the emblems?
Of the song that I'll have to play. Go ahead and mark number 800 in the Psalms, number 800. We'll hear a song of encouragement this morning to bring this message of the hour. Before we bring this message, let's turn to number 977. Number 977. In all three verses of the song, it's convenient. Let's stand on this.
Heavenly God.